Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, I'm expecting the full decision from the judge in the Fonnie Willis case down in Fulton County, Georgia. Seems like a lot of untruth was said under oath on that stand, and the nature of the relationship with her boyfriend who had no experience on any of these criminal matters that came up in the charges against Trump and associates. The developing story that is coming out of Georgia today is a judge now dropping some of the RICO charges against President Trump. And anyway, it's just a kind of a fascinating development. Now, we usually have our friend Matt Towery, the pollster from Insider Advantage, on the show. He's also got his own podcast about polling with Robert Cahaley. We have a link on Hannity.com if you want to listen to it. It's really well done. But what many may not know is he once ran for lieutenant governor in the great state of Georgia and was a Georgia legislator for a number of years and was a TV star for a number of years. But he's a lawyer by craft. Also joining us with him is Chuck Clay, a former Georgia legislator and former GOP party chair. We're trying to get a little inside baseball here. There's so many uncertainties regarding this case. I've got to imagine the judge eventually has to disqualify her from being involved in this case. And I would say that the charges that have been laid out in Georgia, probably if they want to bring them back up, they would need to get a new venue for fairness, number one. And number two, what about all the people that made plea deals and people, you'd say, well, Hannity, they made it a deal. They got to stick by it. A lot of people make plea deals just to stay out of jail. A lot of people make plea deals even if they don't think they're guilty. They make the plea deal because the risk of going before a jury and risking jail time is just too great for them. And that needs to be put in context. Anyway, welcome both of you, Chuck and Matt. Good to have you both on the program.
Pleasure.
All right, Matt, we get to use you in a new capacity, not as the great pollster and accurate pollster that you've been this entire campaign season, but now as we put your attorney hat back on, even though I know you've become an early bird special guy in Florida, which I'm not going to allow to continue. And anyway, what's going on here with the RICO charges? And what about all these people? If Fonnie Willis is off this case and they have to start over again, what do they do with the people that pled guilty and made a plea deal because they didn't want to risk going to jail?
Well, you know, Chuck can speak better to that because he actually was a prosecutor one time. What I can tell you is going on right now is you had several counts that weren't pled with enough specificity, and that's required under Georgia law in order to move forward, and so the judge set those aside. And this case is just slowly but surely shrinking. It's shrinking in terms of time because the issues that have arisen with regard to the relationship between the prosecutor and the individual she chose to handle this case has caused a delay. And regardless of how the judge rules, and I will say this, Sean, I think Chuck would agree with me, this judge has been very judicious. He seems to be doing a great job, and I don't usually comment on members of the Georgia Bar. But this case is going to be delayed, delayed, delayed. And I think what happened today...
Is it going to be delayed, or does the judge actually hit the reset button and say that there's too many conflicts of interest here and too many issues surrounding whether or not ethics were violated left and right, that in good conscience this case needs to be thrown out and then maybe sent to a different venue if even pursued at all?
Well, I think the issue of it being thrown out is, I think most Georgia lawyers would agree, is unlikely. But it being sent to another prosecutor through a system that we have in Georgia to deal with that is a high possibility. And certainly if they allow the new evidence, and I don't know if the judge is going to allow that or not. But I do think that Chuck would agree with me that most people feel like this case has gone from being a burning meteor to having a parachute on it going much slower and not quite so hot.
Chuck, let's get your position on this case, and where do you see the judge going here? He will make his decision this week.
Well, you've got a slew of different levels, and I know time is always short, but you've got the RICO prosecution itself. You've got the court of public opinion, assuming this case stays within this venue. And I think anything, and Matt alluded to this, I think that anything that sort of chips away at the credibility and the underpinnings of a RICO case is probably not positive. Look, the new evidence that we all have heard and read about, there's motions before the court to reopen evidence in the hearings that the judge has just completed on the recusal. I don't know how they cannot reopen it. I'm not certainly stating that it's true, but if there are allegations of perjury, that is a different ballgame altogether. You got to remember on the RICO side, and being the conservative I am and having handled a RICO case, both in pimping and multi-state theft, these were traditional cases, and it's an unbroken chain to get a successful prosecution. When I was a legislator, I passed the last RICO bill, and because I was familiar with this area, and we never intended, and I signed an affidavit to that effect, for the RICO statute to be utilized in a political arena. That's not to say you can't charge. I would have charged somebody if I thought the basis was there to do so as a defendant or co-defendant. It's simpler, it's quicker, but it is not as headline-grabbing as this nefarious RICO allegation. This is some octopus extending around the country, unbroken, all working in concert, and all knowing that what they were doing is wrong and violative of the law. I'm skeptical of that.
Well, wasn't there sworn testimony in this case and this analysis of Fannie Willis and the ethics case contradicting both her and her boyfriend's statements about when the nature of when this relationship began? Wasn't there also other evidence, perhaps circumstantial, phone records, et cetera, texts, emails that show a very different story than what they testified under oath to?
Absolutely. And if those matters get before the court and the evidence is reopened under the underlying motions to quash this.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't this before the court now? Isn't the judge that we learned this in his hearings?
Well, you've learned this in this hearing, but there has been extensive corroboration by others, former prosecutors, in fact, that would, in essence, rebut the statements made under oath, as you know, both of you, under oath in court, that there is a very specific timeline, and there is, if there's evidence that can be shown and proven in the courtroom, which I seem to think is probably true, then you've got a whole different ballgame, and I don't see.
Well, wait a minute. Well, let me pursue this a little further with you, based on what we know, the testimony, for example, of Fannie Willis's friend that said that their relationship started in 2019, and then of course then you've got emails and text messages and phone calls and locations and very specific times and places, don't you? I thought that all came out.
Well, let me say to just to put another side to this. You know, so each one of those, all that testimony, they had someone to impeach it. Doesn't mean it was right, but that they had a counter to it. And as to the phone records, the issue is whether there was a true expert who testified and could make that admissible before the court. That's going to be up to the judge as well. I think what we could say about this case is, Sean, that it has gone from looking like a pretty significant, serious case to being one that's slowly chipping away, fading away, and becoming sort of obfuscated through outside situations that no one expected when it came down last spring. So this is certainly a different situation than anyone expected when we first saw the indictment.
Let me just say very quickly that that there is ample evidence before the court to order her either a recusal or dismissal from the matter. We have a process in Georgia for another prosecutor to be assigned and appointed. They're already on notice to do so if the judge rules that way. Being a politician, I guess both of us, I'm still skeptical that the judge might do so, but I think the credibility as you go forward, if she is not recused, is in tatters.
But shouldn't the entire office be taken off the case, and wouldn't a new prosecutor have to start from scratch at this point? Wouldn't that be the fair thing to do?
Yes, I think that's what they would do.
What about all these people, if you don't mind me asking you, Chuck, what about all these people that made plea deals in this case? And in every case that I can remember, I don't think anyone got any jail time. What about those people? And you know this, and Matt, you know this. Sometimes people make a plea deal because they've got to weigh their options here. And it's either you want to go to trial and prove your innocence and fight for your innocence, but if you lose, you risk going to jail. Or they offer you a plea deal with no jail time. You make an apology to the people of Georgia. Maybe there's some impact on your life. If, for example, you're a lawyer, maybe you risk getting your law license suspended. Whatever that happens to be, you pay a fine. What about those people that made deals for that reason, not because they felt that they were guilty? Do those cases now, as a matter of justice, have to be reopened?
It's very difficult to reopen criminal pleas that are done knowingly and voluntarily. However, having said that, Sean, your point is well taken. As a lawyer for one of those defendants, depending on what occurs in the next few days or weeks, I would be seriously consider filing either a motion to reopen, an extraordinary motion to set aside conviction, and that's going to further gum up the works as this go forward, particularly, obviously, if this unravels further. There is a recusal, other evidence is before the court, and it continues to unwind. Every one of these folks will be calling their lawyers and saying, what are my options? Yes, there are options. It's difficult, but there are extraordinary, and there are motions that can be filed to set aside a plea and reopen the matter and have it dealt with on the facts.
Wouldn't you say that these are extraordinary circumstances? Because I would.
I would.
Yeah, Matt, I'm sure you would too.
Yeah, most definitely. And I'll end with this from my side. And that is, the irony of all this is that if you had a very enterprising prosecutor who was politically motivated and really didn't understand the nuances, the true intent of the RICO statute, then all of this stuff that you're seeing before the court right now, they could weave a pretty good RICO action against the people prosecuting these folks. So I don't favor that. I don't think that would be an appropriate stance. But it just lets you, I mean, public money involved, you have two or more people involved. I mean, it's all the things that they're alleging on one side that could easily be put on the shoe on the other foot. And that's the irony of this case.
And you take the visibility and the perception out. When you start, if it stays in Fulton County and you're striking a jury, they're going to know this. They may say,
is that what?
They're going to know this if it goes to a jury.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. This is getting more interesting by the day. What's going on in Georgia? The parts of this RICO case now falling apart, and the whole issue about Fonnie Willis and her lover. Anyway, we'll get more insight from Matt Towery and Chuck Clayer with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number. We'll get your calls in as well as we continue. It's the Sean Hannity Show, news you'll never get from the media mob.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. they're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Every individual charged in the indictment is charged with one count of violating Georgia's Racketeer, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations Act through participation in a criminal enterprise in Fulton County, Georgia, and elsewhere to accomplish the illegal goal of allowing Donald J. Trump to seize the presidential term of office beginning on January 20th, 21.
All right, we continue with Matt Towery, and Chuck Clay is with us talking about the issue of Fannie Willis and the judge, knocking off some of the RICO charges against President Trump as we continue to analyze that cluster down there. Look, I lived as maybe you don't know this, Chuck, but I lived in Georgia 4 years. Matt and I became friends during that period. And I could tell you the one place, if you're a conservative or a Republican, you don't want to be in a courtroom is Fulton County, Georgia. And I don't think Donald Trump, Matt, can get a fair trial in New York, certainly not D.C. and Fulton County, Georgia. They might be the top three in the country of choosing not to be on trial in.
It's not the venue you want to choose if you're Donald Trump or any of these Republicans. I could certainly say that.
Man, they won't get a slam dunk jury. And look, you got to get 12. It has to be unanimous. If you're using RICO, it has to be a clear, unbroken chain of conduct, knowingly wrong at the time. They may not get an acquittal, but I'm not sure you can get a conviction either. That's just my opinion.
Well, it's pretty interesting times. I'll tell you both that. Thank you both, Matt Towery and Chuck Clay. Thank you both. We appreciate you being here. 800-941-SEAN. By the way, don't forget Matt's podcast. You can catch it with Robert Cahaley. We have a link on Hannity.com. It's called Polling Plus if you want to listen. They're always talking about numbers and polls, and it really brings you in the inside of that. You know, based on the last 2 days of Christopher Wray, your FBI director's testimony, and we played this, you know, he said 2 days ago that, in fact, there were people connected to ISIS coming in through our southern border. And, you know, that this the threat level has never been this bad in our adult lifetime. Warning of a veritable rogue, gallery of rogue foreign terrorist organizations that are in this country. That means he's saying terror cells are here and the chatter's never been this loud. And this is exactly what I've been warning you is the real clear present danger to this country right now. And this is what Joe Biden's, you know, open borders, illegal, unvetted immigrants are bringing with them nearly 10 million coming from some of, you know, our most hostile regimes. Now, the leader for the Democrats in the Senate, the guy by the name of Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, Chucky from New York, never liked me very much, never would take my calls. We tried to get him to come on shows. He would never come. I have no problem in Florida now, my new home state. But anyway, let's go back in time, shall we? Let's go back to 2009, and here's Chuck Schumer sounding a lot like me. Listen.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer, illegal immigrant. You can't say they're undocumented. That minimizes what it is. Yeah, wow. Is anybody in the mob and the media going to say, Chuck, do you still agree with what you said in 2009? Nah, why would they ever do that? Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. West Virginia, Richard next on the Sean Hannity Show. Richard, how are you? By the way, you know, your state got mocked on Super Tuesday by those idiots that were giggling on MSDNC. You know, Joy Reid and circleback Jen Psaki and conspiracy theorist extraordinaire Rachel Maddow, the biggest conspiracy theorist in the country. You know, when they said, oh, the number one issue on the minds of voters in the Commonwealth of Virginia is illegal immigration. Oh, well, they're next to West Virginia. Ha, 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 ha. And by the way, tell that to the 14-year-old girl from Virginia that was raped by a Venezuelan illegal immigrant that's charged with raping a 14-year-old girl. Or tell it to Lake and Riley's family. Are they going to still giggle in front of their parents? Anyway, glad you called. Welcome to the program, Richard.
Thanks for taking my call, Sean. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Here's the thing. First of all, when it comes to making fun of West Virginia, nobody makes fun of it better than us that live here, okay? And we're used to it. It's like water off a duck's back because we know the truth. It's a beautiful state, great place to live. And, I've been here. I'm just an old hillbilly. I've been here for 58 years. And here's the thing. When Biden said he was an illegal immigrant, it was possibly the truest thing Biden has ever said in his career, okay? Because you can't call him undocumented. Hosea Beyer was stopped at the border and then released because they didn't have space for him. He was arrested in New York for endangering a child and let go. So obviously he was documented. What he is illegal. And my public education, my public college I have to ask the question, is coming here from another country to go on a crime spree, is that really immigration? Is that what immigration means?
I mean, it's gotten so bad. I mentioned this earlier, and do you know that California, they have a bill out there to protect violent illegal immigrants from deportation? Can you believe how insane the left has gotten in this country? Can you believe that Joe apologizes to the suspected murderer of Lake and Riley for calling him accurately illegal? And said, oh, I should have said undocumented. I regret what I said. But never called the parents of Lake and Riley saying, I regret I didn't get your daughter's first name right. I mean, it's unbelievable. The times we're living in, unbelievable.
When you talk about that party changing, it's real simple. I grew up in West Virginia. My dad, my mom, they were raised, you vote for the Democrat because he's for the working guy, okay? And what really made my parents wake up and change their mind was when somebody went through the church parking lot putting flyers under the windshield wipers outlining the Democrats' stance on full-term abortion. That made him realize, hey, maybe this is not the party of our parents.
You know, when you think about it, I got into this with Gavin Newsom, and I tried to push hard. I'm like, are there any restrictions at all you would support on the issue of abortion? And what Democrats, you know, usually say their talking point is nobody should be in the room with a doctor and the doctor's patient. Do you support any restrictions at all? Nobody should be in the answer then is no, they don't support, many of them don't support any restrictions at all. And Republicans need to get that message out. Now, there aren't many people, I'm sure, that think like that idiot, you know, former Governor Northam out of Virginia, who said, well, first you deliver the baby and then you make the baby comfortable. And then the doctor and the mother will have a conversation. Nobody's that extreme, but I think Republicans are on defense on the issue of abortion too much. This is now a state by state issue. New York and California are going to have very liberal abortion laws, you know, in perpetuity, as far as my eye can see. And then there will be variations. Now, politically, I think if Republicans take very, very hardline positions like no exceptions for rape, incest of the mother's life, or if, you know, they have a very short window for people to get an abortion where maybe even women don't even know they're pregnant. I think politically, hear me now, I'm saying politically, that it is an untenable position and they will lose elections because of it. And they need to understand the Democrats, even if they support abortion on demand for the first trimester or like Dobbs 15 weeks, there's still going to be demagoguery by the Democrats. They're going to lie about Republicans. You got to be ready to counter that lie. That's what happened in District 3 in New York with the Swazi over Mazi Pillup. And it'll happen in every race around the country. I would argue that's why the red wave never appeared in 2022 is a big reason. Anyway, do you agree with that?
Oh, without a doubt. And here's the thing. I am not a fan of it. I believe that, you know, the baby was put in the womb by divine intervention, and that, you know, if you have any belief, if you say that you're a Christian, how could you look at somebody and say, no, God was wrong, I'm going to kill this child?
Listen, I just look at it in a different way. I understand a political truth, whether you're going to like this truth or not, is abortion is always, in our lifetime, it will be legal in the United States of America. States will have varying laws and restrictions, and some states will have basically no restrictions, but it's going to be legal. In other words, anybody that really wants an abortion, they're going to be able to get one. And for some people, it may mean travel. They may be able to get it in their home state, depending on what that state's laws happen to be. But, you know, being a believer in the sanctity of life as you are, I support groups like preborn.com. Because Preborn gives free ultrasounds, and through the science of ultrasound, when they introduce expecting moms for free to the miracle of birth within them, that the choice, if they were contemplating abortion, it goes down dramatically. So I think that's where you appeal to people's hearts. At the end of the day, it's going to be about hearts. It's not going to be about whatever state you're in and whatever the law happens to be, because if you really want an abortion, you're going to find one. That makes sense? You agree with that?
Yeah, that makes sense. And you and I basically grew up under Roe v. Wade. I didn't care for it because I have a pretty, you know, strong stance on it. But it was acceptable. We were to it. And
well, it's really not any different. If anything, I mean, it allows states to be more restrictive than Roe v. Wade in some cases. And
yeah,
you know, maybe your state of West Virginia is one of them. I don't know off the top of my head what West Virginia's law is. If I had to guess, it's 12 to 15 weeks. That's what my guess would be. That seems to be where the consensus is in the country. You know, Bill Clinton, of all people, said abortion should be legal and rare. I would add legal, rare, and early if you're just looking at it from the political vantage point. Again, politically. So anyway, I hope that answers your point there. I appreciate it. Back to our phones. We have Etha is with us. Etha is in Washington State. Etha, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Hey, listen, I was wondering, why hasn't Congress invited David Fierro, who used to be the National Archives Director from 2009 until 2022? It seems to me that this whole discussion in regards to Robert Hur and Jack Smith and everything, it's all they're putting the cart before the horse. Jack Smith and Robert Hur are the carts. The horse is the National Archives. Because David Fierro, why is it they get $400 million and why don't they have one staff member assigned to an outgoing president, be it Obama, be it Trump, be it Pence, be it Joe Biden, from the Naval Observatory or from the White House? Why doesn't the National Archives, they get paid a bunch of money, they have only one darn job, in my opinion, to do, which is to make sure that there is classified documents taken and blah, blah, blah. Now, these people are moving out of the Naval Observatory in the White House, and they're moving. And so why isn't there somebody from the National Archives there? So why doesn't Congress have David Fierro, who was the former National Archives person, as well as Colleen Shogan in front of Congress and questioning them? What is your policy? What is the National Archives policy to help?
I hear everything you're saying. And the answer to your question is there isn't one standard. There just isn't. And because they've allowed this to happen administration after administration after administration, and that's on them, frankly. But this is the only time they actually raided a former president's residence, knowing that other presidents have had the same issues, knowing, frankly, that Joe Biden's problems were far worse and Hillary's was far worse. But they didn't hold them to account. Yeah, we're spending a lot of money. And what do we have? We have, you know, nothing but abusively biased, you know, institutions in government, just like the DOJ. It's sad. It's really scary, too. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We are loaded up. We have more fallout from the Hur hearings, the Robert Hur hearings. I always say, think Robert Ben Hur, our former nickname. Anyway, Jonathan Turley will check in with Senator Josh Hawley tonight. Bad economic news across the board. We'll check in with Brian Bremberg and Mike Huckabee. Also, the mob, the media losing their minds. Joe Concha, Tudor Dixon will weigh in on that. And my colleague Benjamin Hall will join us. What a long road to recovery, and what an incredible human being he is. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News. See you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. My Pillows, Mike Lindell is so passionate. He wants every American to get a great night's sleep. And this started with the original My Pillow. And then after the original pillow, he focused on bedding and then created his now famous Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. You've heard me raving about them. Well, now is the time to upgrade your bedding. Give these Giza Dream Sheets a try. And for a limited time, you can purchase a queen size set for $59.98 or a king size set for just $10 more. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for these deep discounts. They appreciate all of your support during these times. And the way they say thank you, well, they're going to give you free shipping on many of their MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, check out their Giza Dream Sheets. You can also get 60% off their original My Slippers, or you can just call, mention my name, 800-919-6090. Free shipping, deep discounts, mention my name, Hannity, or just go to MyPillow.com. And the Sean Hannity Square.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help.
HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.